How y'all doing today? Good. We appreciate y'all coming out. First and foremost, we want to thank James and his team and Plain Sight for allowing us to have this space and opportunity. We're so blessed to be here. And then we want to especially thank Sophie Cunningham, the hometown favorite. We want to thank her for coming out and being here with us. And, you know, we want to ask her a few questions about her journey, her story, and just really give homage to her and women's basketball, WNBA, All-Star Weekend as a whole. So thank you, Sophie, for joining us on the Right Read podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, so just a little bit about us. My name is Davon Reed, my brother, my co-founder of the Right Read podcast, Miles Reed. We're 8 episodes into our new podcast, season 1. Very excited about it. It's been very, very interesting so far. Learned a lot in 8 episodes, feel completely different than we did when we first started, learned a lot. But we talk about anything from music to fashion to pop culture, and we're entering the interview space. So Sophie is one of our interviews. So again,
I'm going to make it tough on you guys.
So okay, okay.
I'll be a good test.
We okay with that. So we'll get right into it. But before we start, something we always do on the Right Read podcast is we do a fit check. So we start off talking about what we got on our outfits. So we'll just start with you, Sophie.
Guys, I just rolled off the couch. Dang it. I think the shirt's from Target.
Yeah,
I'll show y'all. Yeah, this is Target. It's so cute, you know. A little Adidas. They pay me, so I got to wear it, but I'm not mad about it.
Absolutely.
That's it. I brushed my hair today for you guys, so okay. I'm a great guest.
I'll go next. I'll start from the top. I have a Zara jacket. It's kind of lightweight jacket. Regular Forever 21 dress shirt. Pants is Zara dress shorts. Scrunchy socks from Amazon. And then since it's All-Star Weekend, I have some All-Star Air Force Ones.
I like that.
Since we're standing, I guess I'll follow suit. On the top, we have one of my favorite brands that are no longer existing, unfortunately, Forever 21. I think it says, Heaven Waits for You. So I like this. Palm Angels pants. Love these. Fun pants. And then on the feet, I got some low-top Rick Owens.
Nice. Bougie. I'll show you Target sometime.
Oh, I'm very familiar with Target. Don't worry. Plain Sight is transforming the events industry by streamlining the way brands sponsor events. Sponsorship managers at global brands use their tools to make data-driven purchase decisions, outsource payments, and collect reports, while event creators can sell tickets, pitch to sponsors, and get paid faster. For more information, please visit plainsightevents.com.
Okay, I'll start us off. Sophie, I know this is your first year in Indiana. You recently spoke about how great the fans are here. So how does it feel to be a part of the hometown All-Star Weekend?
Yeah, no, it's good. I think Indiana has really showed out. I think the fans you guys will see tonight, they're loud, they're invested, they're feisty. I don't mind that part right there. But no, it's just been really fun because honestly, we get to go to all these arenas, we're getting moved to the NBA arenas. Mm-hmm. And it really is like a home crowd wherever we go. And so it's special to us. We don't take it for granted. But now other girls from other teams kind of get to experience what we always get to experience. And so I'm just proud that I get to be a part of the Indiana Fever. They like to represent. They're loyal. I'm from the Midwest, and so it's been really nice to kind of get back here. It's more of a homey vibe to me than Scottsdale. And so I'm just really happy to be here.
That's great.
And we went for breakfast this morning, and everybody's like, oh, Sophie, as soon as we told them about you, they were, you're already
a local. Hey, I went to bed early last night. I don't know what they're talking about.
Now, that's great. That's great to be in your first year with Indiana, already have that kind of love. So that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've built an amazing on and off court presence, clearly. How have you been able to do that, build such a following on social media and combine the two, both on and off court?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, it's been very organic, and I've just been me. I've been very authentic, and I really do think that when you're your true self, that's what really sets you apart. And I've just been really loyal to that. I grew up in a great home that had a lot of love, and they gave me a lot of confidence. I had a lot of good males in my corner to teach me how to be a strong, independent woman. And so I just think I have that confidence, and I never really wavered of, oh, I need to be more like this, or I need to do this in order to get that. And I've just been me. And so when people ask, like, oh, how is it? I'm like, if people really get to know me, they would realize I'm like the biggest dork that you will ever meet. But like, they don't know that. So I'm living, you know, I'm doing good. But on the court, I just try to have fun. I love basketball. It's my true passion. I love to play, but I really love the relationships that it's given me. I cherish those. I'm a team first type of teammate. And I really just want to pour into my teammates. Like, I really do. I want to see them more successful than me, more happy than I see myself. And so I think when you kind of have that mindset, you're just grateful. You have a different perspective, and you're at the top level, and you're trying to compete for spots. You're trying to compete for X, Y, and Z. But when you come in there with a grateful perspective and love, I just think you're able to enjoy it more. And so I try to do that on the court, off the court, and just kind of show people that when you're your true self, good things happen to you.
Awesome.
Yeah. So in the past few years, you see that the WNBA is getting more and more recognition. How do you feel about being a part of the evolution of the WNBA?
Yeah, I think this is a great time to be a part of the W, mm-hmm. to be honest. I'm blessed. The platform is bigger than ever. The amount of eyes is bigger than ever. Really everything. And so how are you going to take advantage of that and grow it? How are we going to make it better for the next generation of young girls? And so for us, we're better than we were, but there's still a lot more that we have a new CBA coming up. So that's going to be huge. But it's just been really fun. When you put women's sports on TV, people watch. When you get them in the stands, they fall in love with it and they come back. And so I think it's just giving us the platform, giving people the access to watch the games. And I think when you do that, to me, it's not rocket science. And the more that's on TV, more people are going to pay attention. And so I think it's been organic. But I really do think that people are falling in love with women's sports, but they're also getting to know us women off the court. And our league is so diverse that you're going to find someone who's like you, who you can inspire their young kids, boy or girl, whatever, to go do great things, because it's so diverse that you're going to find someone that you can relate to. And so I really appreciate that about the W.
Yeah, I know when we were coming off the plane yesterday in the airport, they have like a regulated size court
in the airport.
With like all the billboards and posters of like the WNBA players. And that then I was like, okay, yeah. This is definitely going in the right direction. I can see the recognition and all that. So that's also a great thing to have.
Oh, 1,000%. But I also think it takes, like Indiana, the businesses want to support. They're invested. And I think when you give a good product, people are interested. And they want to be a part of something good and something positive. And I think when people really do get to know us athletes off the court, they realize that we're trying to do good in the world, that we're good people. You might see kind of the feisty moments. I mean, I had something go viral a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
that,
I saw
but
that.
I promise I'm not going to put you in a headlock. You know, I just, my intrusive thoughts got the best of me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it happens. But I really do think that it's been fun to see these companies really invest in us, especially us local Fever Girls, that, you know, they're all for it. You know, you get free meals, you get free stuff, and you give them free tickets, and it's a nice little relationship. Yeah. So it's good.
That's dope.
I wasn't planning on asking this question, but since you already brought it up, I read somewhere that you're a black belt. Is that true?
Yeah, I got it when I was 6. So, like, I don't know if it's, like, it counts. I mean, it counts, but, like, are people, like, do something. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, but, yeah, I was a black belt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Our last question. We've appreciated you being on, but this is a question I really want to ask. So, prior to you coming to the Fever, you were a member of the Phoenix Mercury, and you've had a chance to play alongside some of the greats that this game has ever seen. You've played alongside a Skylar Diggins. Mm-hmm. You've played alongside a Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
You've played alongside who some consider the greatest of all time, and Deonna Taurasi.
Yeah.
Now you're playing alongside the next wave of of GOAT. And
who's that?
And Caitlin Clark. Oh. I know some of them may or may not have heard of her. I don't know.
Got to humble her every now and then, you know?
Can you kind of talk about, I guess, the similarity specifically between Taurasi and Caitlin? I know they're at, one's just retired, yeah, and one is just really getting started, but do you see any similarities and or differences between the two?
Oh, absolutely. First off, I want to say that, like, I'm very blessed to have been in the position that I was in, because everyone can argue she's the greatest of all time. What she does and what she has done for this game is unbelievable, and she's the reason why CC gets to be where she's at. Not just the other people have come along besides Dee, but Dee has really done a phenomenal job. And so when I played with her, I was just a sponge. I tried to soak up her knowledge. A lot of people actually compare the way Dee thought about basketball and the way she approached life to Kobe. And I actually got to meet him before he passed away. And their conversation, I'm not kidding, was like next level times 100. Like, it was just the way they think about the game, and they're 20 steps ahead of everyone. Like, it was awesome to just kind of like hear them talk. And so Dee and I have become really, really good friends. Love her to death. Still talk to her all the time. If she's not in Australia, like, hiding, which I get. But no, she's a great human. And so I think I got to learn a lot. And then the whole thing that BG, the past 5 years that she's gone through, you kind of get to be a sponge too. And so now I think that set me up for being a teammate of Caitlin Clark. And when I tell you that I've never seen anything like this. I don't think a lot of people have, the way that people follow her, the way that people are, no joke, like, obsessed with her and everything she does. It is insane. Like, it's crazy. But it's well deserving. She the way she thinks about it, she's different. She's a different breed, man. Like, she is a squirrel brain ADD to the max, but when she dials in, it's a different level. And the way that she works out, she's a perfectionist, she's a type A, but it's inspiring, right? Like, she's in the gym regardless of what's going on. She's been injured a lot this year, but the way she's in there 8-9 plus hours a day trying to rehab, trying to be better, like, a lot of people in her position, especially that young, not really knowing the league and having that experience, they wouldn't be doing what she's doing, but she's invested. And so I do see a lot of similarities between her and Dee. Just the way they approach, the way that they're 10, 20 steps ahead of everyone else of what's going to work. No, we need to be doing this on defense. Like, it's awesome to see. And I'm just there to be a supporting cast. I'll be there to be a good teammate, give her confidence, because at the end of the day, everyone thinks that us athletes, but really her, Dee, the people who are really in the spotlight, that they're invincible and they don't have feelings or emotions, but that's a lot of pressure. Think about when you were 22, 23 years old and you had the world watching you. Like, that's a lot of pressure. And so I want to see her be successful, and I know she's going to be. She already is. But I'm just there to give her love and just to encourage and keep feeding her confidence, because she is a different breed, and I think she's the face of the league. And I'm tired of people saying she's not. There's no argument that Caitlin Clark is the face of our league.
Yeah, that's great stuff. I mean, she's, like you said, Diana Taurasi was able to, you know, pave a way for her, and I think that Caitlin Clark has the talent, and like you said, she's able to bear the responsibility of being the face of the league and helping the game grow and helping the game evolve. So shout out to her. But you talked about being a supporting cast. That's really important. As somebody who's been a role player for majority of my career, I've been blessed to play along some greats as well, so never downplay that, because they can't do anything without players like us.
Without us. I know. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Well, actually, I'm not kidding, but I am kidding. Right. But I like that you said that, though, because I feel like a lot of people are always, you want the spotlight. You want all that fame. You want to be that person. But honestly, the teams that are great, everyone plays their role so perfectly, and the stars know that the 12th man who never gets in, that's one of the most important roles, because they probably talk the most. They're the one who is pushing us at practice. Like, every role is so important. And so when you talk to these little kids and you tell them all that, yeah, go be great. And if you're going to be that next Caitlin Clark, heck yeah, you're going to have so many people cheering for you. But guess what? If you're going to be a supporting cast, you're going to have just as many people cheering for you too. And so I just think it's so important to know your lane, own that lane, be the hardest worker, enjoy where you're at. have a grateful perspective. But at the end of the day, like, we get to dribble basketball for a living. Right. You know how cool that is? Like, it's all about perspective. And so, yeah, go BCC, but I think you could be like us too, which might be cooler. I don't know.
Well, that's pretty much all we have for y'all. We appreciate everybody again coming out and showing up and supporting. I want to thank Sophie again on behalf of the Right Read podcast. We put a business card with a QR link to get to all of our socials, everything. So check us out, follow us, support, and give it up for Sophie one more time.
Thank you, guys.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Right Read podcast, like, share, subscribe to our YouTube at The Right Read. Follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok at The Right Read.